Hello again, beautiful creators. This is Kidisha King, and today we are discussing the importance of continuing to practice our self-observation daily while remaining unattached to the distorted thoughts and ideas that often cloud our minds. When we manage to free ourselves from the distortions and distractions of our minds and egos, we connect to the fullness of who we are in our highest expression. And when we are clear of these distortions, we naturally gain a greater sense of presence than when we are in a state of unawareness. This allows us to more effectively experience time in the present moment as it gently, even unnoticeably, unfolds into our overall life experience. Today, I invite you to contemplate how large your presence is and try to feel this presence within and around your body. I'm asking you to do this because the goal of today's reflection is to motivate you to see how the range of your personal experience of you does not end in your head. Although many of us remain in our head so persistently that it feels like the crux of our entire existence is there only. What I want to remind you of is that there is also deeper awareness that can be obtained in our bodies, breath, and even in the same minds where most humans spend their entire life, yet get lost to the point of being in a trance. And I also want to point out that this awareness can expand even from oneself to one's general surroundings, one's community, country, the entire world, and even into the cosmos. Today, I am here to say that with greater awareness, you can feel and know how truly unlimited you are. Ask yourself this question. When you walk through space and time, how do you experience your presence? For me, I have a physical, mental, and spiritual reaction to landscapes and designed human-created spaces. When I am walking or driving through a landscape free of too much human presence and my mind relaxes, I am one with the space around me. When I'm walking or driving through a landscape free of too much human presence and my mind relaxes, I am one with the space around me. My spirit caresses hills and mountains and dances blissfully through forests and plains, and I feel the weather change with time, in a beautiful celebration of joy in my body, which is not limited to my physical experience, but is the landscape itself. When I am in this state, I know and experience how I am connected to the ecstatic spin of the earth, and also know that it is simply from sitting in my home that I can expand safely into all of existence in order to invite more of my full presence into my being as well. But if I am in a space that has been created by, maintained, or gatekept by collective ego constructs, I often have no desire to expand beyond the safety of my own physical being and mind. This sinking away from, as opposed to sinking into myself when I feel fear, is what has, at times in the past, hypnotized me into a trance of worrisome thoughts that kept me bound to the trappings of the world. Unless we detach ourselves from these trappings meaning losing awareness by getting caught up in the maya, or illusion, of this earthly experience, we will never be free. This is what yoga aims to help us realize. It is not advising us to abandon all of our physical trappings and go wandering into the wilderness without any possessions. Although, if you are called to do this, go ahead, because congratulations, you are on a very honorable path, and all the best blessings to you on that path. It instead asks that we free ourselves from our attachments to the illusion of the importance and value of these trappings. It asks that we transcend any ego clingings that keep us stuck in the trance of lower expressions or false identities. At any given moment, you are free to be connected to all of who you are and all of what is truly occurring in existence. But when our ego-based identity remains intact due to our consistent mental modifications, it makes it so that we forget to be present. You are, therefore, best served by finding a way to escape this state of waking sleep in order to truly live and not just simply exist. Dancing, walking, stretching, running, praying, playing, cooking, writing, crafting, painting, sewing, carpentry, singing, meditation, and just generally resting the mind and loosening up the mental tensions that manifest in our body are the best ways that we can break free from our ego trances and connect to our higher expression. Regardless of how you prefer or choose to proceed with gaining freedom from the limited, laughable, and distorted confines of your ego, which keeps you stuck in a certain caricature or role of expression that you have picked up from living life in societies composed of billions of other maladjusted egos, remember that this lower expression is only a performance that you habitually associate with your identity. Your ego is simply one of your creations, a construct of your mind that is strengthened when others deepen both yours and their illusion by playing complementary roles. Whether that be the part of your mother, making you identify as a child, or boss, making you identify as an employee, a banker, or a chimney sweeper. When that was a thing, by the way, since that construct rarely exists today. It takes a great deal of effort, energy, and trance-like cooperation to maintain one's ego. To show up each day and think, speak, act, dress, improvise, and interact in a way that keeps the ritual of illusion going and keeps you sinking deeper and deeper into a state of unawareness, which not only builds up muscle memory of your roles, but also creates a situation where you firmly believe that these roles are who you and other people are. Please remember that you are not the place where you were born. You are not what you have experienced while playing your ego part in the ongoing epic drama, tragedy, and comedy of life in society. You are not your accomplishments. You are not your failures or your titles. Nor are you the seemingly most difficult to shake genetic expression that resulted from a specific sperm and egg coming together to create your body, family, birth, and karma. You are a divine spark of life that came into physical being when that sperm and egg came together in ecstatic biochemical ecstasy and began replicating continuously until your functioning physical expression was formed into whatever context you happen to manifest into. But since your ego is formed at a very young age, and the being told who you are by other unaware humans is your first real trauma in life, unless you learn to stay connected with your fullest expression, or at least regain that connection at some point in your life, you may never become aware of your true self in this lifetime, or any lifetime, since this is the only lifetime that you have. With so many egos constantly on parade in the world, to the psychological and mental projections that people hurl at others in order to try to make sense of their ego experience, there is much to be worked out in society. But if we are able to let go of our trance in these illusions and the accompanying thoughts that give importance to these illusions, even just for a short while, we can truly relax into the ever-present peace of who we are. I know this because the last time that I fell into a deep trance, it took a sizzling projectile donut hitting me directly, and maybe also even metaphorically, between the eyes, thankfully missing my precious eyeballs one summer as I was experimenting in the kitchen, for me to come back into greater awareness. As I stared down, without seeing, of course, into the pot of bubbling oil, while the balls of dough spun more and more quickly in the oil, trying to release pressure and tension that was building up within them, my mind was somewhere completely different. As I'm staring down, completely unaware, not present to my body, not even present for this experience, I'm doing something, physically doing it. I roll the dough, made everything together, put it in the oil, and I'm looking at it, but I'm not seeing it at all, and I'm definitely not even in my apartment at that time. Several balls of fried dough came hurling toward me, and one hit me right between the eyes, another right on my flexible and very resilient eyelid, which saved my eyeball entirely. Not only did that event remind me to become present again, but since it left first a huge wound for me to take care of, and then a very faint scar as a reminder, it also helped me to let go of some of the ego clingings about appearance that I had, as well as to fall into a greater gratitude and appreciation for having two functioning eyeballs. If your mind is capable of time travel, with you living in the past or in the future, even while existing in your now experience, know that it is also capable of coming into present awareness by dropping the thoughts that keep you stuck elsewhere. Shakespeare once wrote, "All the world a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages." And here he describes the ego perfectly. If you desire to obtain peace by being and expressing your true self, you will have to drop your remembered and improvised performance lines. Remove your makeup and costume. Let go of the confined attachments to your character's backstory. Remove your character's posturings and mannerisms and become empty again. Create a blank slate of your mind, so that you can truly live as the spark of divinity that came into existence in your moment of creation and exists within you in this very moment as well.